I'm sure by now all of us have our crib sets, our creche or manger set, all set up in a house, and whether it's one or two or three, we've got them all set up. And odds are that if we follow tradition, as I do, we have them maybe with the magi there, and for sure the shepherds and the animals. And we probably have the figure of Jesus in the center. We have Mary on one side, Joseph on the other side. Part of that is we probably have grown up with that, and that's been part of our tradition over all the years. I read something a week ago that has made me change my setup. The person who wrote the little reflection said, "Was it not that Mary and Joseph stood shoulder to shoulder during life? Was it not that they rubbed shoulders with each other and they stood together?" And so she suggested in her article to take Mary and Joseph and put them together on the same side, looking down at the child Jesus. Because as she wrote, amidst all the things that they were not sure of in regards to the family and what would happen to them, for sure they knew that they were in this together. And that even amidst all of the wondering in their life, they were immensely grateful for each other. And that what they did is they did share with each other faith and courage and care for one another. And so after reading that, I did what she suggested. I've moved Mary and Joseph together on the same side, both of them looking down at the figure Jesus, because they do rub their shoulders together, and that's the way that they lived. And isn't it the way that you and I live? Do we not live our lives standing next to each other, rubbing shoulders with each other? That we stand next to each other and rub shoulders with each other when that person encourages us to be the best of ourselves that we can be. That we stand next to each other and rub shoulders with each other when we are supported in the difficult and challenging times of our life. And that we stand next to each other and rub shoulders with each other when people challenge us, when we would rather be complacent, and they move us forward. It's the way we live life. It's the way we live life with each other. And Mary and Elizabeth are examples of that in our gospel today. Because these two women, I believe, could resonate with any person who has had a difficult pregnancy. Because remember, Elizabeth is very elderly, didn't think she would ever have a child. And here's Mary, a difficult pregnancy with not being married, not sure what people would think of her, and yet they're kindred spirits, and they're together. And that they are two women who are determined and faithful. That they are two women who, with their doubts and their questions, have a deep hope that no matter what happens, they will have the strength to deal with it. And that as two women, they believe that their love and their commitment is what makes them strong. And that most importantly, they believe that the support and solidarity that they have with each other is what will help them to get through the difficult time in their life. Are not they an example to us of who it is that we rub shoulders with, the people that we stand next to? Who are those people in your life? Who are the ones that encourage you, support you, stand with you, are an example of faith to you? And how are you exactly that for the other people in your life? Is that not how God fulfills the promise to be faithful to us? Take a few moments in the next day to answer that question and reflect with that. And the following question that we will use to write on our paper follows on that. For those of you who are visitors, what we have been doing during Advent is we have been creating the straw for our crib. Not the real straw, but the straw of what it is our prayers and our words. And then we bring that forward and we place it in our crib up here. So I'm going to give you the question in a moment. But first, if we would take the baskets and pass them down and take a piece of the straw, the paper, and a pencil, so that you could write your response to the following question. Kind of make sure that everyone has a piece of paper, and if we need to share the pencils, we can do that. Because this question may involve a name, I would ask that you not put the last name of the person down. And so the question is, who is the person or what group is it that supports you in your faith life? Who is the person or the group that supports you in your faith life? I'll give us a minute to respond to that question.